It's a great pleasure to bring in Tony Beltran of RSL right now. Tony, thanks for spending a few minutes talking the beautiful game with us here on the Morning Drive.
Good morning. My pleasure.
So let's take a step back. You hear, you see what happened to Argentina, and you hear about Messi not wanting, you know, is this just a need? I guess half the team is retiring, and it's a complete mess with football, the organization, it sounds like, in Argentina. Do you take anything? I mean, this is, you'll believe it in 6 months, right?
You know, I think it's an emotional time for the entire country of Argentina, and obviously their national team. You know, losing in that manner to Chile, especially after losing last year in the exact same manner to them. You know, these guys desperately want to win a trophy for their country, and coming up just short again and losing on PKs, it's, you know, it's heartbreaking. So who knows if, you know, if they're just speaking in emotions right now or if Messi is actually going to stick to this. But obviously, if he does retire from international football, it's a great loss for the entire planet's viewing pleasure, because it is a pleasure to watch him play. Hopefully he doesn't retire, but of course we all have to respect his decision if he did.
No, no question. While I have you here on this topic, what is the player's ongoing feeling about such an important portion of any tournament that comes down to penalties? I mean, it's like I just look at hockey, and it's a completely different world. But they play until somebody drops and somebody gets a goal. And I know that there's a lot of reasons why you can't do that in your world, but does it still feel a little bit like a bitter taste to have it all come down to just that?
Or do you love that? No, actually, I don't love that. And I'm not just saying that because the last final I played in, we lost in PKs. You know, I think it's almost a coin flip on who's going to win. It seems completely arbitrary. And in my opinion, I would rather someone win it on the field through the run of play and continue playing, you know, just an extra 30 minutes to that point, go to golden goal, just so you can have a legitimate winner. Obviously, soccer is very, very physically demanding. In the middle of summer, you know, that can be unrealistic. But, of course, it's just so heartbreaking to see a team put that much effort in through the course of 120 minutes and then have a game decided from the penalty spot. So, you know, maybe there's a better way to figure it out there, but of course history is against this year, and you know, PKs can be cruel, but they do decide a winner.
I get it, and it's, you know, the TV world rules as well, and you need to have something that has some kind of fans have gotten used to it, and I think, you know, we all tune in. I mean, people come and gather around for PK, even non-soccer people, they'll come in and watch. It's in penalties, everyone's around the TV, but So I get that. So let's take a step back and tell me where you think the team is right now. I mean, to me, if you take in the whole width and breadth of the season with the early U.S. Open Cup, you know, the end of that tournament at the beginning of the season, and then you guys have a great start, and then you take the 5 weeks the 5 games to let the turf grow in and all that on the road. And where are you guys?
You know, I think we're in a pretty good place. We're really entering kind of the middle of the peak of summer here, and that can be a very difficult time in MLS. But I think we have we put ourselves in a good position to play for a lot of things at the end of the year. Obviously, we're going to need to continue to have good form, especially at home. Winning your home games is hugely important in Major League Soccer, and the fact that we came out that very long, very arduous road stretch somewhat on top has put us in a good position to make a run for trophies if we can continue to win our home games. So we'll try to take care of business in the Open Cup. Obviously, we're already in the quarterfinals, and that's the closest, the most imminent trophy within our grasp. But, you know, also, of course, we want to put ourselves in a position to get back into the MLS playoffs, because we want to be in a position to win the MLS Cup.
No question. U.S. Open Seattle in town tomorrow. What's the difference between playing a team in a regular season game versus playing the same team in this format, in this tournament? I mean, obviously the results are different. I mean, it does matter. They're out, you're in. If you win, you advance. And so that's different. But is there any different makeup when you're playing a team that you know really well?
Yeah, you know, I think it can help, it can hurt you. The fact that we played Seattle before, we played them in many meaningful matchups and, you know, many elimination matchups as well. I think it being the Open Cup, you know, there could be some variables in terms of opponents on the field, in terms of personnel. You know, teams are having to manage playing multiple game weeks, and so some other players might get some opportunities, and which I'm sure they're hungry for. But you know that no matter what, since it is an elimination game, there's going to be a lot of passion, a lot of desire, and of course, nobody's going to want to go home the loser. So these games tend to be pretty fun for the fans to watch, but can be a little bit of a roller coaster play in. So we'll have to manage the game well, keep level heads, and of course, have the advantage of playing at home and use that accordingly.
A couple more minutes with Tony Beltran here of Rail Salt Lake. It's at Tony Beltran 23, an avid tweeter and a good follow, certainly. It's funny, you look at the conference standings, and it's like if you look at the last 4 or 5 years, it's like the top has flipped. And your story, along with Colorado, you know, you guys struggled through a very uncharacteristic season, and now Colorado was worse, and they're at the top. Are you kind of looking in the rearview mirror wondering, like, when Portland or when the Galaxy are sporting it, when are they going to start to get it together? That's part of the wicked West behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, looking at the standings, the fact is those teams are not that far behind us. Everything in MLS, especially in the West, is so tight. If you lose a couple of games or if you win a couple of games, you know, you can find yourself obviously in a completely different spot, and that can happen very, very quickly. So, you know, we're sitting in a pretty position right now, but of course that doesn't mean anything in July or in August. And those teams are capable teams, and they've traditionally been in the postseason for a reason. So we have to, you know, get as many points as we can and try to distance ourselves from those teams because, like I said, the MLS season can be very arduous, especially in the summer.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Those teams historically have always been in the postseason and been in meaningful matchups. So the West is very, very tough. It certainly is a dogfight. But, you know, I think we've all responded entirely, not just the players, but the coaches and the club from having a poor season last year. And everybody's very hungry to get back in the postseason this year.
Yeah, and the good news is really, I mean, by and large, health has returned to the team. You guys are mostly healthy. I want to know about the rookie, the number one pick, Omar Holmes, who had a really serious issue that it proved to be fortunately not serious, and he's back. What is his? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm concerned. If you need to take a drink of water or something, that's fine. I'm sorry you're struggling. Same thing happens to me from time to time, but.
Just allergies.
I know. It's brutal out there. So, Omar Holness, what have you seen in his development from the scare, now back, got a chance to play a lot Saturday at Dallas? Where is he? Because, I mean, it seems like you guys, the more healthy you are, the better because of the depth, and it's just there's another good player now who can play some minutes.
I think he's going to have a great career in front of him, you know, and it didn't get off to the dream start the way we'd all want it to start, but thankfully, his health is okay, and Omar is okay. Obviously, that was a very, very, very scary incident for himself, for his family, for the entire RSL family. But, you know, it seems that it was just a one-off thing, and like I said, though scary, Omar is a tremendous young man and a very strong young man, and I have no doubt that he has a fantastic career in front of him. And, yeah, he's. I think he showed in the last game, getting his first MLS start, just how capable he is in that central midfield. He's got a very, very good passing range, and he can strike a ball very well. So I think he's going to be an exciting young player who will hopefully help this club for years to come.
Well, it's always great checking in with the leaders on the team, and keep up the good work. It looks like by all accounts, I mean, you get through this little rough stretch here, but mostly at least at home, and the season really does play out and lay out for you guys to get back into the playoffs and make another run. Tony Beltran, thank you so much for spending a few minutes here on the Morning Drive with us.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.